Welcome to the What Wild Women Want podcast. I'm Rachel Rose, your personal, certified, feminine awakening coach, energy healer, and intuitive reader. This is a weekly show where women are empowered to unapologetically activate their goddess mode and reclaim their birthright to love, freedom, happiness, and abundance. This is a shrinking violet free zone, guys. Get ready for raw, open, and absolutely necessary conversations to supercharge your self-love journey. I love you. You are worth it. Let's get started. Welcome back to the What Wild Women Want podcast, and I'm your host, Rachel Rose. Is it me, or is everyone talking about the law of attraction nowadays? It seems like something that was pretty much a spiritual secret has now reached almost every corner of the world, and now we are all obsessed with it. I can still remember hearing about this secret and thinking, what is all this about? It just must be mumbo jumbo. And I remember watching the movie, and that definitely sparked my interest. I remember shortly after that, I continued to dive in deeper and deeper, and this is where I stumbled across the teachings of Abraham by Esther and Jerry Hicks in the book Ask and It Is Given. And I knew that from reading that book that there really was no going back, like I basically opened the matrix. The law of attraction has really changed my life in so many ways, and I'm so grateful for it, but I know not everyone has had the same experience who have come across it. And this is where today's special guest comes in. We are fortunate enough to have with us Laura Schiavone, a former six-figure earning salon owner turned business and energy coach, as well as qualified Reiki healer. And her mission is to help clients achieve their wild money goals by mastering the law of attraction so that they can build businesses that are truly aligned to their unique energy. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's so good to have you. I know we've been chatting for so long, so I'm glad we finally got to have an episode together.
I'm so excited to be here.
So I know you are deep in manifestation, but before we even jump into the law of attraction and all the beauty of it, why don't we rewind back to the year 2020, because I know that was such a significant year for you. You were a six-figure earning salon owner. You'd already won 2 business awards and you completely changed direction and wanted to start this new business. So tell us all about this.
God, where do I start? I know 2020 was a weird year for most people, for many of us. March 2020, I was forced to close my business, like many of us business owners were, and it just gave me time to really reflect on my life up until that point, I think, like it did many of us. But I actually realised that I was really loving life, not being at the salon, as guilty as I felt for feeling that way, but it just gave me the time to really kind of get a lot of paperwork done, but also really I saw a lot of fear around me, and I realized that, oh my god, like, what have I been doing for the past 6 years? I've had my salon for six years at that point, because before I had the salon, I used to use the law of attraction so much, and it always really worked for me. Like, I found a secret when I was 18, which was about 13 years ago, and it really resonated with me as soon as I read it, and I manifested the salon. I used to manifest sales, loads of stuff. I manifested quite a lot of stuff. Like, I put the salon on my vision board when I was 20, and I remember going for a drive with my mum, and we found this place, and we spoke to each other about how amazing it would be to have a salon there. And 3 years later, I opened the salon in that exact place. And it wasn't until I found my vision board that I'd made, like 2 years after I'd already had the salon, that I realised, oh my God, I've manifested this salon. But that's a whole other story in itself anyway. But yeah, and I realised that because I've got so caught up in doing the work, working between 60 to 100 hours every week, you know, trying to push my business and push it. And yeah, it was a lot. Because I've got so wrapped up in it, I kind of came away from, you know, the positive thinking. I became someone I didn't even recognize, if I'm honest with you. I became like super stressed. I was frustrated all the time. I was exhausted. And, you know, if you know about the law of attraction, you can't have the vibration of success and exhaustion. Like, they just don't work together. Like, it's not possible for them to work at the same time. But anyway, yeah. So COVID made me realise that, oh my God, I've stopped using the law of attraction intentionally like I used to. And I need to do something about this. Like, I am not happy with my life right now. And I don't think I even realised I wasn't happy because I was just kind of so caught up in it all. So yeah, I just feel like, I know it is an awful time for many people, but I just feel so blessed to have that time and that break to be able to reflect. And I said to myself, do you know what? There's so many people that are fearful around me. I want to do something so crazy that people are gonna question, like, is reality even real? Like, I want to do something that is going to knock everybody's socks off and prove to them that there is more than just, you know, what we see right in front of us. The universe always has our back and we are always supported. So nice. That goes on to my next part of the story I want to tell you, but I think you have some questions for me.
Yeah, no, definitely carry on, because I know what you're leading up to. So basically, Laura, she used the law of attraction in a crazy way. Well, it wasn't even in a crazy way. It's like what happened was crazy because she wrote down a figure and it happened. So I won't go into too much detail. Like, go ahead, let us know exactly what you asked the universe for and what it gave you and what was the time span as well.
Yeah, so I didn't want to ask for, like, because I thought that's not going to make people turn around and think, whoa, like, how has she done this? So I decided that I wanted £50,000 in 1 month while I had no business, like, while I had my business had to close. So that's what I did. So I set out to manifest £50,000. I had some purpose behind it. It wasn't just because I wanted £50,000, because £50,000, you know, like, we all want just £50,000 handed to us, don't we? Like, that would be amazing. But it wasn't, it was for the highest good of everybody. I wanted to inspire people to use the law of attraction. I wanted to use this story to inspire others and have them understanding the law of attraction, using it to, you know, consciously and intentionally change their reality to what they desire rather than doing what they think they should do, you know, and just following the cycles of, you know, the same shit, different day kind of thing. So
I love this because this really is in parallel with what I know you focus on with your clients. So what is it that you teach your clients to, how can they make that shift basically from where you were, where you didn't feel very aligned, to a place where they're in alignment, they're in their flow, they're able to create more freely? How does that process work?
It takes a lot of work. I'm not going to lie to you. It's not as in like a lot of physical work. It's a lot of vibrational. It takes time to get your vibration in alignment. And what alignment means is when your heart and your soul is in alignment with what your head is saying. And most of the time, our head is the thing, it's the ego, it's the thing that's telling us, no, we can't do that. That's not possible for us. £50,000 isn't available for us, etc., etc. You know, the dark free period, it's trying to keep us safe. And but the soul really wants the £50,000 because it wants to not only inspire people, I wanted to keep my salon open at the time. I realised I wasn't happy, but, you know, at the start of that, it was the beginning of the process for me of clearing my blocks from my ego, which then made me realise I didn't want the salon anymore. I just thought, mm-hmm. I'm not happy, but that's because I need realigning. And with that work, then came the result of me closing the salon afterwards, because I realised, bloody hell, like, if I can manifest £50,000, I don't even need the salon. And I realised I was just doing the salon because I thought I needed it. I thought, yes, that's what I should be doing to make money. But all of the work that I do with my clients, it's all clearing mind blocks, energetic block in the aura. So I use the seven chakras, we go through that to clear blocks in order to get yourself into alignment so you know what you really want, and then you can manifest from that place.
I love that. Yeah, no, it definitely does. And I just love the fact that you qualified in Reiki as well. Like, there's something we definitely have in common. And it's so powerful having that knowledge that really sets you apart from a lot of the people who have similar niches to yourself. But one thing I know, which I've definitely seen you do a lot on Instagram, and probably will be something that you go through with your clients. So obviously, as we've mentioned throughout the call, Law of Attraction is huge for you. It's huge in your messaging. But I've also seen you talk about how people do it incorrectly. And I found people come to me and they're like, oh my God, you know, Rachel, it doesn't work for me. It's just not for me. And they get frustrated. But talk to us about, from your experience, what some of the do's and don'ts are. So we've talked about being in alignment as a do, but what are some of the things that people are doing wrong, and why perhaps this law is not really kicking in for them?
I think a lot of people think that, or have been told and taught that, think positive thoughts and you will get positive things and you will manifest what you want. And although that is very true, what we don't realise is that it's actually our vibration that we manifest from. And the elements that add up and make our vibration is a mixture of our thoughts, which create our beliefs, and also our emotions as well. So you've got to get all of those in sync to your desires. So everything is energy, right? Energy is measured in hertz.
Amen.
This is science, you know, more than just spiritual. It's actually you know, been proven by scientists, okay? So our emotions have a vibration, and it's about getting our default vibration to the place of love, gratitude, peace, joy, consistently. But obviously, we're human, so, you know, you can't be in a state of joy 24/7, but what we can do is create, like, a default vibe. Your goals to fruition, so it's like a positive expectance. So you can by doing the energy clearing, the clearing your limit and belief, by doing all of this work, you can create that consistent vibration, and that's when you manifest really easily, quickly, without even really having to do much kind of conscious work and taking the action, you know, like a lot of people do.
Yeah, I think that's where people get caught up, isn't it? They just work too much in their masculine brain. This is it, isn't it? They're just very much like, oh gosh, am I doing it the right way? Like, they're forcing it and pushing it, where it's a very feminine energy thing, manifestation. You're flowing with it. You're surrendering, which again causes confusion, because is it like, oh, should I just not try at all? No, we're just surrendering to a higher power. So I love that that's something that you teach, because, you know, it's such a beautiful thing. And I'm so happy that it's the law of attraction has really helped both of us in our lives. And it would be a shame for people to give up because they feel like it's not really working for them when it's offered to everyone. It's available everywhere. And it's easily accessible. There are probably more books out there now than there were how many years ago? So yeah, please don't feel disheartened if you're listening to this and you're thinking it's not really working. Later on, we're going to talk about where you can find Laura as well. So you can follow her, get all the tips that you need, because she just milks out so much content that I'm sure you will get to grips with it. So why don't we spin back to what I was mentioning, surrendering. So how do you talk about surrendering with your clients? How do you encourage that? And how do you implement that yourself in your day-to-day life?
Yeah, because like you said, we find it so hard to do this because we're always trying to force and trying to make stuff happen. But that's such a masculine way of doing things. And although masculine energy is really, it really serves us. We have to find that balance. So it's the balance between that feminine and masculine of taking the action, because this is a co-creation process, right? So It's getting into vibrational alignment, feeling the emotions that you need to feel, getting yourself into alignment. And when you are in that place, when you've cleared those blocks in your aura, not just your mental aura, your emotional aura, your physical aura as well. Once you've cleared all of those auras, you make space. You allow space for manifestations to come through in the forms of inspired guidance. You will get inspiration. You will hear your intuition better. So you will know what action you need to take, rather than just taking action that this coach or that person or that business owner has done. That's worked for them because that was their intuition speaking to them. Have all the answers in ourselves. We already know what it is we need to do. We just have to dig deep. We just have to clear that out, and then you can make room for the news to come in, right? So it's about listening to what that guidance is, the thoughts that feel like aha, oh wow, that feels good, that sounds good, that's gonna be really cool if I do that. What tends to happen though is our ego then goes, oh no, wait, but that's gonna be really hard for you. That's not gonna work for you.
Yep.
So you just have to remember it's when you get an idea and it feels like, oh wow, initially, anything after that is then your ego trying to protect you, right? So it's taking that action. So it's not about waiting, surrendering and not doing anything and just waiting. You have to not force the inspiration. Don't sit there brainstorming, forcing things to come out. So and then doing what your mind is telling you. It's doing the thing that feels good.
No. And I think that leads really well into one of your offerings. So you have a really cool workshop that I just love the name of. So Money Comes, Money Flows, which I love that because it speaks about that intuitive energy that you're talking about, just letting it all just happen and us surrendering to this higher power. So talk to us about this, because I know we were talking about where it's available and what it's all about offline, but why don't you tell our listeners a little bit a bit more about it and what they can find if they do decide to sign up to this workshop?
Yeah, sure. So it's a three-part workshop. It's available if you go to my Instagram, the link in the bio. It's only $33.30. It's for you if you are a beginner at Law of Attraction, or if you've been using it for a while and it's not quite working for you. I go into detail about how I manifested the £50,000 in lockdown. I also manifested a free hot tub, the curtains in my living room.
What?
I'm literally living the dream. Yeah, I really made it work for me in lockdown. I had nothing else to do. So I was like, you know what, I want a hot tub. Me, I was living with my sister at the time, and we had a conversation, and she was like, should I manifest this? for like less than £200. And I was like, yeah, right, I'm on it. Within 10 days, we got one for free. So that was
that's crazy. Please feel free to manifest that for me. We could do with a hot tub here.
Okay. I'm trying. You know, never underestimate the power of intention. Like, when more than one person wants the same thing, it applies so much positive energy to that thing, and yeah, it can work. So. Right, so Many Times, Many Flows is a three-part workshop, and I go into detail about how I manifested the £50,000, what I did. It is like, it's such a powerful program. While I was recording it back in the summer, I was going through a major shift, actually, like a bit of expansion. So at the time, and the first video, while I was recording live, someone manifested £200 while we were recording. Yes. Another girl got £725 come through, but the day after we recorded, from a job she had over a year ago. It was like a bonus. She didn't expect at all. Someone else won an £85 scratch card. And this was just from watching the first video of Many Comes, Many Flows. So yeah, it's powerful stuff.
Wow.
I think it just really shows people how, you know, it's available for everybody. And, you know, that's something that limits a lot of us, is not believing it's available for us, because that's what we've been taught, that, you know, money is limited, money doesn't come easy, but it's actually not the ultimate truth. It really isn't. You know, the £50,000, I manifested it within 6 weeks. Like, that's how long it took me. And I had a lot of clearing to do, but I stayed committed to it. You know, I think I asked for it in April. 3 weeks later, at the end of April, because I asked for it to come in a month period, didn't come, but I held the faith. I was like, no, do you know what? I know that the investors have got me, because I'm doing this for the highest good of everyone. I'm doing it to inspire. I'm doing it to keep my salaries and keep people in a job. And I also need money as well myself. So, you know, it was like, you know, it was in such service that I knew I just had faith, so much faith that it was going to come through. And then put myself out, because I had a few random, like, refunds, grants, random stuff, like, from suppliers that I hadn't even dealt with for like 3 years, started really giving me refunds. It was very random. And yeah, I checked my account, added everything up, £50,000 and 88 pence. So, yeah.
Do you know what's beautiful about what you said? Like, you were just saying, you know what, I'm doing it. I need the money because it's of high service. I'm helping people. And this is really linked to your last newsletter where I found it really funny when I saw the subject line. You like, actually don't want you to manifest money, because it's a lot bigger than that, isn't it? It's not just about the material gain. It's what you can do with it as a resource. How can it change your life? How can it change other people's lives? And yeah, I'd love for you to like elaborate on that a bit more.
Yeah, totally. So, this is the thing, right? Money, like, I don't know about you, but I grew up in a household where money was limited, but not because it was limited, but because that's how my family chose to see it. But that wasn't their fault. It was because, you know, they have been conditioned to see things that way, because, you know, my grandparents came from poverty. They immigrated over here to the UK because they wanted a better life. They didn't have the money. They needed jobs, and et cetera. So it was, they basically took on those beliefs and those wounds, and then I took them on as well. You know, and I've had to do a lot of work to clear those. So money is an unlimited resource. It's something that we can use to create freedom in our lives, to feel abundant, to be able to make choices that don't, you know, put so much weight on us. And yeah, growing up, I just felt a lot of like pressure, like, oh, we can't have them clothes, and you can only have this for food. And, you know, I found myself, like, not eating at school so I could save the money that my mum was giving me for dinner money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like, you know, I don't believe that we're supposed to come into this life and be restricted. Like, the universe is unlimited. The universe is abundant. It wants that for us. And money is just energy. So it's, you know, it's not an egoic thing. It's not like, oh, look at me, look at all this money I've got. It can do good in the world. It can give you freedom. It can help feed hundreds of families. It can do so much. And that's why it's so important to me to get this work out into the world, because, you know, I want this kind of cycle to end, like, for everybody, you know.
I love that. That struggle mentality, if we could all heal from that, just imagine what the world would be like, what we'd be able to do for each other, you know, as a balanced and fair and even society. And that, again, just molds perfectly onto another offering I know you have called the Money IQ Academy. So please tell us a bit about that as well.
Of course. So the Money IQ Academy, I have been creating this for like well over a year. But it's just launching. I mean, this podcast might be released after I've launched it, but it's going to be a reoccurring program that I have. I love it so much, because not only are we going to go through the basics and the advanced practices of the law of attraction, but we are going to go deep and do the energetic work as well. We're going to clear all the blocks from all the auras I mentioned earlier. So the physical, the mental, emotional, spiritual auras, we're going to clear all the blocks to create the perfect vibration so you can manifest easily. So you can be in flow, so you can attract the money in your business. Because I really believe that after what I went through with my salon, I really believe that a good, solid, high money vibration is imperative if you want to run a business, because we shouldn't be running businesses to burn ourselves out. That is not what we go into business for. We go into business so we can have our own time, we can be free, we can earn more money and consistently grow our business. Actually, a lot of us will, you know, that's the idea we have. We go into business and it doesn't quite work like that. We're working 100 hours, burning ourselves out, and then we think, God, I might as well work for somebody else. Making more money, working less, working for someone else. So, you know, and that's the kind of paradigm that I really would love business owners to change. Like, you know, creating a good money vibration so then they take the aligned, inspired action in their business that their soul wants them to take, so then they can manifest easily and life becomes effortless and a dream.
I love it. And lastly, I just wanted to talk about books, because we both love books. So could you recommend one of your favorite Law of Attraction books to our listeners?
Of course, yes. So one of my favorites is Esther Hicks, The Teachings of Abraham. I mentioned them earlier. Absolutely love it. And it's The Power of Your Emotions, because I just think, like, emotions are so powerful. And honestly, this is such a great read. You guys have got to go out and read it. Because your emotions are your guidance system. We have, like, so many thoughts each day. We have more than 6,000 thoughts a day. And we, you know, it's just impossible to be conscious of them all. So your emotions are what actually guide you into alignment, because your emotions are the byproduct of your thoughts, right? So this book just goes really deep into that, and it's so good. It's so, so good.
Amazing. Yeah, I'm going to add it to my ever-growing list of recommended books. It's just non-stop. I've got into a habit where I just, like, put things in my cart, buy them, and I've just got I've literally got a waiting list of books I've never even opened before by my bedside table. It's nuts.
I was like, you know what? I've got a whole cupboard of books that I haven't read, and then I keep buying new ones. I'm sad.
Yeah. Because people are like, oh yeah, you should read this. I'm like, cool, I will. Next year. And that is all we have time for today, guys. If you love this episode, take a screenshot and share it on your Instagram and Facebook stories. I am at The Healing Rose Holistics. Feel free to send me a DM. Love you. Let me know what you liked about this episode and let me know what you want to see more of. Have a good one.